Corporate Congress. I have no notes. I have nothing pre-written down or pre-thought. I just feel like this needs to go on Spreaker because there is a corporate Congress. You know, the word government means to govern your mind, right? Government. So we know that God created government. He allowed it for a reason. Israel, they wanted a king instead of the prophets and the priests ruling. They wanted a king to rule, right? And so he gave them what they wanted, but he knew it was going to be a bad thing because anybody with that much authority is going to twist it and go down the rabbit hole to be like the Pharaoh. And so that's what you see now with corporate Congress and government. They want to be dictators. They want to rule. They think they are the chosen ones to rule. And I guess since they're in power, I guess they are right now, the chosen ones. Now, nations keep nations in check. People keep people in check. The law keeps the flesh creature in check. The Holy Spirit keeps the spirit creature in check. There's checks and balances down here in this sine wave system. So corporate Congress, you actually see it in the movies. You actually see the writers warning you about it in a lot of the movies. There was one movie where the corporate Congress was actually shooting, you know, taking drones and shooting people. And it wasn't the government. It was the corporations that were the government. Now, you know that the corporations pretty much are influencing the senators and the president and all that stuff. So you know with all that money, they're manipulating Congress to pass certain laws. And so the corporations, and before I go any further, the corporation means body. Corp means body. But it's a dead body. It's a legal entity. And if it's a legal entity, it's under law. And so what does a legal entity, let's just think about this. So what is legalism? Put you back under law, take away your freedom. Legalism takes away your freedom and in Christ and tries to put you back under works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. Legalism is contrary to being free in Christ. Those that are in Christ are free in Christ, above the law. They're a law unto themselves, but see, it's a spiritual thing. And so the corporations are trying to, just like the Wiccans and the warlocks and the witches and the unsaved, they're trying to, and the New Age people, they're trying to be spiritual without Jesus. And so how do they become spiritual without Jesus? How is that even possible? The only way that they can actually do something like that, and it's not the true spirituality, it's an anti-spirit, it's the lies of the system, is to receive the devil into their body. To get demon-possessed or to get demon-possessed temporarily. And you actually see that in the movies. You see that in the movies where there was one movie where their eyes had a circle around them. The white circle meant they were possessed. They were human, but they were possessed by the hive demon mind. So what is corporate Congress doing? It's actually pushing in the hive. Corporation means... Corp means dead, means body, but the corporations that you see, they're dead because they're law. The flesh is nothing but sin. Those that are in the flesh are under law. Those under law are in the flesh. That's why the sky is blue, because the flesh side of you, if you're saved, you're born again, your spirit and flesh. That's why you're under a blue letter law sky. The sky is blue. That's why this is a pocket universe. This is actually a universe that's trying to birth in spiritual babies, you know, spiritual copies of Jesus until Christ be formed in you. And so when you get birthed into freedom in Christ by the Holy Spirit, by receiving Jesus by faith into your heart as a child, Lord, save me. And I don't mean you get saved as a child. You can get saved at 60 or 70 or 80 if you need to be, but you have to go to God as a child, believing that He is and He controls everything. And so it's a walk of faith versus a walk of sight. A walk of faith versus a walk of works, do-gooders. You either walk by faith or you walk by sight. You either walk by faith and grace or you walk by law. Rule-based living. And so as you try to grasp the corporate Congress in the end times and all that, you have to look at the whole picture. You have to look at the parts. You have to look at the whole, then you look at the parts. Or you can look at the whole and look at the parts and then look at the whole again. Or just look at the whole, look at the parts, look at the whole, look at the parts, look at the whole. You might have to go through it many, many times over the years. But what you'll start to do is you'll start to put all the puzzle pieces together that the corporate Congress, the government, run by corporate Congress now because of the people in government love money and they love their ease and their comfort. Just like Solomon, he became weak because he wanted that comfort, you know. This is why the man's the head of the house, because the woman tends towards the easy, comfortable thing, you know. That's why when women started voting, we went more into socialism than ever before. Which is built into a woman to be socialist in a way until she gets saved. And then if she wakes up to it, she can say, oh yeah, socialism. See, the reason socialism is such a lie is because it denies this reality that we're in. We're in a sacrificial, redemptive reality. So whether it's work, you got to sacrifice. Whether it's learning a trade, you got to sacrifice. Anything you do, you have to sacrifice. Next thing you know, they'll try to take away sleep with some kind of drug because you're dying 8 hours and you sacrifice in type and shadow by going to sleep for 8 hours. So the devil's trying to, so you look at the whole picture. What's the devil trying to do? He's trying to destroy the types and shadows of Christ. What's the corporate Congress trying to do? They're trying to bring everybody into a new age spiritualism by a works-based system with love, love, love without Christ, but through Lucifer, Lucy light. And so the Luciferian system is a works-based system in the energy of the flesh. So this is why you see Machine Man in all their movies. They're trying to bring in a utopia with a Machine Man. They're trying to take Cain, which is the AI program with the flesh mind, and they're trying to use Cain to usurp God. Abel went to God with a sacrifice. God was happy with the sacrifice that Abel presented, but God was not happy with the Cain, the AI Cain, C-A-I-N, Cain. Cain can't, because he's trying to do it in the energy of the flesh, which is the AI program of the human. And if you really think about all your habit patterns and all, a lot of that's your bloodline AI program. A lot of it's your own doing. Habits, you know, addictions, little sayings that you heard from people. Those are AI programs. If you respond like a sitcom, you know, these little short comments, that's an AI program. You're a program. You're just repeating a program. If you watch Jerry Springer every day of your life and you're just repeating what you heard on Jerry Springer, that's an AI program because you're not thinking for yourself. You're just doing these little bites, these little comments or bits or skits. You're not really a human. You're just repeating. You're an AI program. And that's what the corporate Congress is doing with the movies and all that. But you can take all the data points of all these comments and these little skits and these little sound bites. That's what I was looking for. If everything you say is just a sound bite, and you can't have an hour-long conversation with somebody, but you can only have a 1 minute, 1 30-second conversation because you don't want to think, you're an AI program. You know how many people in the real world I've tried to have a decent conversation with, and they can't logically do it. After about 30 seconds, their mind goes somewhere else. They can't use logic because they're AI programs. Do you understand? And so that's what the corporate Congress is doing with all the media, all the music. I mean, if you can memorize, people say, well, I can't memorize a Bible verse, but you can memorize all this music. Because that music is a program to program you to be an AI flesh creature because you can't logically think. So when you sit down in a room, if somebody says, I want you to sit down in this room for 4 hours and meditate, you couldn't do it because you're an AI program. Your mind is not able to function that way because corporate Congress and the government leaders who have sold out to the devil and sold out to money, mammon, the leaders who have sold out to mammon, all it is money. So they're selling you out to the corporations to make money so they can be fat cats, high up fat cats, so they don't have to do nothing, just like Solomon. Solomon went into idolatry. Wisest man ever lived. David couldn't build a temple because he was a bloody man. Do you understand how the Bible is revealing all these faults of all these leaders to show you something? If you take each leader, David was a bloody man. The only leaders that you see that were really righteous were Moses, Joseph, Noah did a sweet smelling offering and reversed the curse from the first earth, and now we have seasons. Job, the Bible says Job was righteous, but God had to show him something. Job, Joshua, John the Baptist, Moses, but most of your other leaders, they were caught up in the games of the system. Most of your other leaders didn't really have their identity right. What happens is the reason that you enable and do codependency and addictions and all that, the reason is you don't have your identity. You're still in the AI program. You're trying to find your identity. So when you're in these positions of leadership and you're compromising, you're letting Jezebel usurp authority, you're letting people act stupid, it's because you don't want to sacrifice. Because you know when you put your foot down, a lot of these people are going to go away. Because the Jezebel spirit hates the rules and the laws. Because they're in the flesh. They want to rule that. They want to usurp authority. And so this is what the corporate Congress is doing. They're trying to usurp the authority of the government. Which God, if you read Romans 13, God set a government up for a reason. He allowed it for a reason. But he uses government to repress the evil. But when corporate Congress puts the pressure on government, it's just like Jezebel trying to usurp Ahab. And so corporations are dead entities. And so dead entities are what? They have no life. So if they have no life, what do they have to do? They have to vampire off of other people. They have to vampire off the people. And that's why, you know, you saw Walmart taking life insurance out on the employees. When they would die, they'd get $1 million. And why is it with some people would have a car wreck all of a sudden going home? They'd have a car wreck and Walmart would get that money. And the spouse would say, I didn't know there was an insurance policy out. Well, you didn't know because they were doing it behind the scenes. Because a dead corporation has to be a vampire. They're dead. The leadership that's not saved and dead, trying to run a business based on principles of the world, the flesh, and a prior life, they're dead. So what are they going to do? They're going to sacrifice other people to rise up. And you see it in families. People killing people for insurance policies. And so forth. All they have their mind on is the earth plane. They don't care about the consequences because They don't fear God. You think a corporation fears God? Why do corporations, when you set up a corporation, you set up an entity that it keeps you from being sued, even if somebody gets killed? Because it's a corporation. You're not responsible. Even though your policies cause that person to get killed, because it's a corporation, you're not responsible. Now, if that ain't contrary to the Bible, not being held accountable for your bad policies, if that ain't the ultimate hypocrisy and insanity, I don't know what is. Your bad decisions cause somebody to get killed, but because you set up a corporation, you're not held responsible. Or damage, or whatever it is. Health, damage, whatever it is. Anything. You're not held accountable because you set up a legal entity that you used a vampire off of living creatures. This is why they want to save people working for them, because they know they're going to work. They know they're smart. They know they're not ignorant. They know they can learn. But when you got people who are lost, what are they doing? Drugging, drinking, running. They don't care about nothing but themselves. Corporate Congress is the worst thing. It's in the movies. I can't remember the name of... there's a few movies that talk about it, where the corporations took over the world, you know. And they got these little fronts, these nation-state fronts, or just nation-states. They're not really... They're just... It's not even real. It's just another entity to block them from being held accountable. Anyway, corporate means body, but it's a dead body. And how do you bring life into a dead, legalistic, corporate body? You can't. So it just spirals downward. It's gonna have some growth for a while. And this is why you see plastic faces, you see fake smiles, you see lies, you see sociopaths. The people who rise up in corporations are usually sociopaths or psychopaths. How else are you going to rise up in a dead corporation? There might be some that rise up because they're doing right, and they cross every T and dot every I, and they're really conscientious, and they really... They might rise up, but most of the time what's happening is the whole system is turning them into copies of the devil. So as they rise up in the system, the music industry, the medical, they're turning them into devils. I went to the emergency room the other day just to get an EKG. And the doctor was there. She was all nice and everything. And the nurse came in there, she was all nice, but it was all fake smiles. And now think about it. They worked there years and years. What is happening to those doctors and those nurses because the one nurse came in there, I said, what's that screaming over there? She said, today's been crazy, you know, blah, 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 this, that, no. And as I checked out, she was all friendly when you're in there, but when you check out, they have nothing to say to you. They're done. They did their job. They're not your friend. They see you as a number. That's why they rush you in, rush you out. It's like a car. Get an oil change. You got to get that done fast. And it's just like you become a number. And so what they're doing is, instead of people being people, they turn them into numbers. And so what corporations are doing is turning people into psychopaths and sociopaths and narcissists, because everything is about the numbers, about the profit. Now, what pushes that? The investors. And so it's a cycle, round and round the mountain we go. So people invest in companies wanting to get rich. The stock market has rules. The SEC has rules that keep these corporations in check. And the corporations know it's a dead corporation, and they just can't keep up the fake painted face. So what happens? They break the rules. And some of them get fined $1 million, $1 trillion or whatever, and they end up going to jail or whatever. And so that's why you see the CEOs try to get out before things happen. Take their money and run, their bonus. And then it just keeps repeating itself. The snake eating the snake, the creation eating itself. And so when you eat food, an animal, a tree, tree bark you can eat, or plants, or whatever you eat, leaves, tea, green tea, whatever. Whatever you eat, rabbit, birds, whatever you eat, something has to sacrifice, something has to die. Somebody has to sacrifice. And so the corporate Congress is, they are the vampires. They are the ones eating the souls of men, not only their souls, but destroying families and everything else, because they want you to put the corporation before the family and everything else. They're destroying you, but they're also destroying themselves at the same time. They play mind games. They use MK Ultra mind control. Whatever kind of mind control they're using, it's take away your sleep, cause worry, cause stress, hold you accountable. That they can't. They want to have you do a job they don't give you the tools to do or the manpower to do. They want you to hold you accountable for things that they can't even do. They don't even do. They want to put shift blame to you when things don't work out because they didn't do their part. They want to blame it on people under them. And so it's a corporate, psychopathic, repeat, blame game, mind control system that's encoded everywhere. I've had over 100 and some jobs, and they're all the same. I've talked to many people working jobs, from truck drivers to people working at restaurants to McDonald's, Taco Bell, Amazon. Amazon's one of the worst ones. I did some Uber rides with some people at Amazon. They give them a 30-minute break, but they have to walk. By the time they get to the break room, they only get a 10-minute break. And then on their break, the manager will call them and say, I need to talk to you on your break. And by the time they get through with their meeting with that manager, they've already walked 10 minutes to the other side of the building, and they will talk for 15 minutes, they get a 5-minute break, and they have to go right back to work. It's all games, mind games. They push people out. They don't want people there longer than like 3 years because they get disillusioned. They see through the game. It's a fractal. It's a holographic fractal of the flesh. And it's just like where does it come from? Your old Adam. If you try to do things in the energy of the flesh, your old Adam, you will royally fail. But if you do things in the energy of the spirit, you will succeed exponential. The spirit walk versus the flesh walk. So where do these dead corporation entities come from? They're actually a mirror image of your old Adam, your old flesh mind. If you're a woman, your old Eve. And so they're trying, and so the devil's using corporations to try to twist reality, try to twist art, try to get you to look at things that are Jerry Springer. That's why I put a fence up to block the Jerry Springer across the street. I don't have to see them when I walk out the door. And so the whole system is a twisted, convoluted flesh mind, energy of the flesh. They're trying to bring in utopia through some kind of rule or works or levels or ranks or grades or ratings. They put those ranks, levels, grades, ratings to keep you. It's like an apple. You're chasing the apple and you'll never reach that perfection that they try to put out in front of you, that they're not perfect. They try to dress perfect, talk perfect, act perfect, and they're not perfect. Just like some legalistic preacher. He comes in there with a suit every day and he comes and he talks, you know, eloquent in front of the congregation. You better not miss a day of church or you're not right with God. And then you raise your hand and say, well, doesn't the Bible say you're right with God when you believe on Jesus? Yes, that's what it says. Well, you're contradicting the Bible. Shut up. Get out. Get out of this church. You're no longer a member. You see what I'm saying? You call them out on their contradiction and all their hypocrisy and their subtle snake-like actions to get more tithe. See, it's all about the tithe. It's all about the money. It's all about the money flow. Instead of the spirit flowing, it's all about the money flowing. And so the dead corporations, that's why they want a profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, and they don't want a profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. The spirit flowing, they don't want a profit speaking, the spirit flowing, they want the money profit. Instead of a human prophet who speaks truth, a prophetic truth speaker, they don't want that. They want somebody that makes profit money, see? That's why the holidays are a mockery of the holy days. The holidays are a mockery of the holy days. The holidays and the holy days. Change one letter from an I to a Y. The corporate prophets are a mockery of the prophets who speak truth. A truth speaker is called a soothsayer. They don't want a truth speaker, a prophet so-called, and I know in this dispensation there's a shift, but the born-again saints have the gifts of, we have the whole Bible. We're in Christ. We have the mind of Christ. What is Jesus? A prophet, priest, and king. We have the mind of Christ. To be a prophet as a born-again saint, you have to, it's really easy. If you're saved, there's nothing new under the sun, right? That means everything's repeating. So what was, is, what shall be, is now. There's nothing new under the sun. There's your prophetic gift right there. Know that every day is the now. It's already been. It's already written. It's a fractal holographic truth. So the corporations are mocking the true prophets, and they're changing the prophetic truth to money profit. The corporations are mocking the holy days and giving you holidays. The Gentile system is upside down, and just like the corporations, they're dead. It's upside down because they have to capitalize your name. That's why when you go get a driver's license, it's all caps, your Social Security, all caps. Because they can't take you as a soul and own you. They have to turn it into capitalization to own you. Turn you into a corporation, a dead body. But you're a living body. They can't own you. So they have to turn you into a dead body to put you back under law. Do you understand? The reason they capitalize your birth certificate, your driver's license, is to turn you into a corporation, which is a dead body, because they can't own a living soul. Because they're not God. But they can own a corporation. Come on now. Somebody needs to start waking up. This truth needs to go out. Why ain't this going out to millions of people? This is the truth. Corporate. That's why it's called a corpse. When you put a corpse in the ground, it's 6 foot under. 666. Grave. The gravity of the matter is you're going to the grave because gravity. What is gravity? People say, well, we don't know what gravity is. Yeah, it's gravity is because of sin. It's pulling you down to the grave. Horizontal instead of vertical. That's why the whore's called a whore. She's horizontal all the time. That's all she knows is the horizontal life, the flesh mind. The whore is horizontal. The flesh mind is horizontal. It's the 666 flesh mind of Cain, the AI copies. So they're trying to use the energy of the flesh to try to rise up back to God, which is impossible. Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's spiritual. And so some of them know it because they get tired of the flesh. And so instead of running to Jesus, they run to Lucifer. And they get some kind of spirituality, but it's the Antichrist. And then they become a part of the hive mind. And then what happens? They get some kind of hidden knowledge, which takes them deeper down the rabbit hole. And by the grace of God, He allowed me to decode the hidden knowledge via the words. In the object lessons right in front of me, comparing it with the Bible, and all their hidden knowledge is nothing but me, 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 me. That's all it leads to. And the true hidden knowledge points to Jesus, and His body. Jesus alone, Jesus, and His body. The true hidden knowledge points to Jesus and His body. That's why you take your car to the body shop. That's why when you drive to the outskirts of your city, it's a skirt. That's why NBC, ABC, CBS is Christ's bride, Christ's body, the body of Christ. Everything's about the body of Christ, and they're trying to hide it. In the spirit, there's oneness. In the natural, there's division. And they're trying to get rid of division in the natural and bring oneness in the natural, which is impossible because oneness is only in the spirit. That's why it says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, because you can't be one in the spirit with an unbeliever. That's why you should, if you're younger, only marry a saved person. If you can stay single, you're better off. I know that sounds crazy, but that's what the Apostle Paul said. Why? Because you're going to have in-laws, outlaws. When you have kids, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have more your trouble. The more things you get connected to down here, the more trouble you're going to have. The more things you tie into down here, the more trouble you're going to have. Now, let me just come out of this with a positive. The positive behind all this is, how do you make it down here in a dead system? You die daily. You take up your cross, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a business, whether it's anything, you die daily. You die to the old Adam. You trust God. Die to your own understanding. Trust God. Go by His, trust Him. I've actually seen Him move things around like crazy lately. Yes, you might have to sacrifice some things. But when you do that sacrifice, you get a blessing on the other side. You might have to go through some trouble and some pain and some sacrifice, but you, whatever it is, learning a new trade or whatever. But on the other side, you get a blessing. Come on now. And never yoke up with the unsaved. I don't even commune with them. I don't even want to talk to them anymore. The only thing I want to tell the unsaved is you're a sinner, you're going to hell, and you need to be saved by receiving Jesus. I don't want to commune with devils at all. The 10,000 subscribers on YouTube was fine and dandy, and I met some real saved people on there. But most of it was just an experiment to see what this thing really is about. And the devil's trying to the devil, when the devil has a script for you, he doesn't stop. He keeps trying to do that. And so whoever you are, the devil only has a few tricks. He has to try to isolate. This is the mind control of Genesis 3, what the devil did to Eve. He wanted to isolate Eve. He wanted her to commit suicide, spiritual suicide. He wanted her to believe a lie. He wanted her to deny God. He wanted her to usurp God. He wanted her to be her own God. Hath God said, you shall not surely. And notice the New Age, they might quote some Bible verses, but they will never quote Genesis 3. Think about the New Age people and the Wiccans and the Warlocks and all the anti-Bible people. They'll pick verses out that support their belief or agenda, but they won't take verses that contradict what they're saying. All they had to do is read Genesis 3, and Eve became the first witch. She became the first Jezebel. That's why she has to level up. L-E-V-E-L. Eve has to level up by going through the post. Grace and truth. Who's grace and truth? Jesus. Eve has to level up. All the events of life, events, Eve, all the events are what? To bring people together. Why? Because Eve is a piece cut off, being cut back in. For this cause shall man leave mother, father, cleave to his wife, two shall be one flesh. Eve is a piece cut off, being cut back in. So all the events is what? Bringing people together. The machine, birthing machine, the cycles, the sine wave, it's all a machine. Night and day, flesh versus spirit, yin and yang. Male and female. You go to Home Depot or Lowe's or any hardware store, you got male and female adapters. Why? Because you got night and day. You got evening and day. Adam is A-D-A-M. Adam. A-D-A-M. Eve is following after Adam. Evening and night. Night chases day. Flesh chases spirit. P.M. P.M.S. Evening. Evening. Eve. N is the snake. N-G. The flesh persecutes. Her desire shall be unto her husband. Night follows day. So the earth that you're looking at out in front of you is just a mirror image of what's inside of you. Because it's not just Eve, it's every human being has the old flesh chasing the spirit. And you don't entertain the PMS because it's not real. It's not the real person. You don't entertain the flesh mind. It's not even real. The flesh mind is dead. The flesh mind is lies. The flesh mind is illusion. The flesh mind is delusion. And when you entertain that, you go down a rabbit hole. And that's why all the Wiccans and the witches, they end up down a rabbit hole where they worship the movie Lucy. That movie that came out, Lucy, they worship that. They want to be one with everything. But they don't want to do it the right way. They want to go through the hive. They don't want to go through Jesus and be one with everything. They want to be one with everything apart from Jesus. And the Bible says, in Him we live and breathe and have our being. And the Bible also says, He sustains all things. By Him all things consist. Together, sis. So these Wiccans and witches who are sisters, not a born again sister, but from a spirit, from a created matter. All the women out there are sisters, and they're trying to use the sis to usurp the pa. That's the real battle. It's not race war. It's not a race war. It's the Genesis 3 war. The ma is trying to usurp the pa. That's why all the Catholic churches worship Mother Mary. The ma trying to usurp the pa. The flesh, what does that mean though spiritually? The flesh mind trying to usurp the spirit mind in a nutshell. The pa, you might say, well, why? How do you know the woman represents the flesh side? Because it's easy. She came from the side of man, the reproductive system. She likes stuff. She pays attention to details. Detail. Tail, follow after the tail. The tail, when the cat runs around, the tail follows the cat. Woman pays attention to detail because she's the follower. She's the helpmeet. The Bible says, wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. Obey your husbands. Why would God say that to the woman when we're free in Christ? Because down here in the natural, there's order. So there's an authority. There's a law, if you want to call it law. There's authority figure. And who's under authority? The flesh creatures. Who's outside of authority? The spirit creatures. Yes, she's equal with man spiritually if she's saved. But in the home, that's what I'm talking about. When you get a man and woman together, things change. And you hear a lot of women say, well, why did things change when I got married? Heard my mom say it. I heard aunt say it. I heard a lot of women say that in my lifetime. When you get married, things change. Yeah, because you're stepping under somebody's authority. But you don't want to be under authority because you think you know better and you think that you can be a man when you're a woman. It's built into a man to sacrifice. It's built into a man to lead. It's built into a man to take control. And the Jezebel spirit doesn't like that, but needs it and wants it, just like corporate Congress. They hate the government and they try to usurp the government. And you saw what happened to Alibaba in China. China just pulled the rug before they could go public or whatever company it was. I don't remember which one it was, but one of those big companies. China pulled the plug because they got too much pride. You know, they thought they were bigger than the government. They thought they were big and bad. And when you start to get pride and think you're big and bad and you don't want to submit to God's authority on earth, God's going to pull the rug out from under you and you're going to fall. And you're going to blame everybody else and blame other people. But the reason the rug was pulled out, because you wanted to usurp authority of God down here on earth. God works through authority, whether you like it or not. That's the reality of this thing. So even a dead corporate Congress, God can work. And if you pray and fast and you die daily, you can make it. But you cannot usurp. If they ask you to do something like take the mark of the beast or do something contrary, or you just have to say no, it's wrong. God will always give you another job, make a way. And if you think about it, why do they want to hire you as a saved person? They hate you, but they need you. Why? Because you're going to be there every day. You're going to be positive influence because you have hope in Christ. The unsaved have no hope. They have no hope. That's why they drink. That's why they drug. They have no hope. That's why they get in addictions, because they have no hope. Look at all the drama of the machine. Every week there's a new thing. Every day almost there's a shooting, an earthquake, a problem, a crash, whatever. It doesn't matter. Recalls, food, corona, whatever it is. There's always a problem. And the drama of the system forces the unsaved to either run to Jesus and get saved and renew their mind, or they just run, or it forces them to go to drinking or drugging or some kind of addiction to make it. Seriously. The system will break you. God allows the system to break you. But the whole thing is, hopefully you run to God. When you get broken, you run to Jesus. And you get saved. God will allow the system to break you. It's a machine. It's a CNC machine. It's a Turing machine. It's turning. God is using the mirror image of the system to break your flesh mind. You're actually breaking yourself. The harder you try, the worse you get. It's a holographic mirror. So everything that you try to do out here, you're stepping into the machine. And what does the machine do? It turns. It just turns. And it keeps turning. The cogs keep turning. And the harder you try in the energy of the flesh, the worse it gets. God uses the birthing machine, the machine, to break you. To birth you. But he's not doing it for your destruction. He's doing it for your good. That's what sanctification is about. He's using the Spirit. He's using the Word. He's using the machine. He's using the system. He's using the repeat. He's using the cycles to birth you from state to state, from glory to glory. You know I'm telling the truth. I know you won't hear this from anybody else, but you know it's the truth. Your spirit tells you this is the truth. You know it's the truth. God's Word. See, all the objects in front of you are derivatives from the spirit realm. So all these objects have to be something you understand. And the only way you can understand any object in front of you, whether it's a tree or water or grass or whatever, it has to be already in you. You can't understand something out in front of you unless you already have it in you. Because they're derivatives from the spirit realm. Everything in front of you comes from the spirit realm. And so everything in front of you, in order to understand it, you have to have that somehow in you in a type and shadow. I'm looking at a piece of some duct tape. So how do I understand what duct tape is? Well, when I put duct tape on the wall, it sticks. It's sticky. In your nose, there's some stuff that's sticky. When you take your hand and you grab something, you stick to it because you're grabbing it. The only reason you can understand what duct tape is because you have a stickiness in you. That's why they say, I'm stuck on somebody, or I'm stuck on this, or I'm stuck in a... You get stuck in a mud hole. How can you understand that? You're stuck. Because you're stuck spiritually down here in this earth plane's experience for now. Hairbrush. I got a hairbrush here. You brush your hair. How can you understand how that works? Because you put your fingers through your hair and you got a brush already built into your body. You want to move your hair to one side, you put your fingers through it and move it to one side. That's the only reason you can understand a hairbrush. Everything that's invented, air conditioner. If you understand how air conditioners work, how can you understand an air conditioner? Because your body is hot and cold. How can you understand the seasons, hot and cold? Because your body has it built in. You sweat when you're hot. You put some clothes on. You put your arms around your body when you get cold. You start to move your legs and stuff when you get cold to try to get the blood flowing. The only reason you can understand these objects in front of you that are thrown at you from the spirit realm, the reason these objects are thrown at you is to hit you and to force you to grow. And so everything that's hitting you is a growth process from the spirit realm. Even if it's a corporate congress, dead corporate congress, they're hitting you with stuff to make you stronger. God is allowing it to make you stronger, to push you to your next state. If you get hit with something new, you're like, what is that? What just happened? You've never experienced that before. But for the most part, everything you experience as an adult, you already experienced as a child. You remember playing in the yard, playing football with your neighbors. You remember some of these kids were evil. Some of these kids lied. You were playing a football game and some of them were your best friends. Some of them were your enemies. Some of them were frenemies. Everything that you experienced growing up, you see it out here in the world. God is using the repeat to teach you something. And so even though we're surrounded by corporate Congress, we're surrounded by governments who sold out to money, you can take up your cross, no matter what nation you're in, you can take up your cross, believe on Jesus, and endure this thing. Because it's temporary. It's just temporary. Your life is a vapor. If your life is a vapor, the Bible says your life is a vapor, then why worry about this place? This is ridiculous. It's nothing new. There's nothing new. I'm on about hour 14 of a fast, a non-eating fast. And so when you start to fast and you start to pray and you start to take up your cross, you start to see past this game. Let me say this. I've been wanting to say this for about a week to somebody out there. Maybe somebody will listen. I've been wanting to say this. It just went out of my mind again. Let's see if I can remember. Look, the flesh creature is a walking contradiction. They need you. Everything they do is contradictory. They're going to destroy themselves unless they can find somebody to vampire off of. And you understand when they come after you to vampire off of you, you understand it's wrong and you don't want to enable it. But during a corporate Congress situation that we're in, you can, I don't know if you want to say play the game, but you already know the game, and it's just like Roadrunner and Coyote. You see Roadrunner's playing the game. He's not worried about it. He sees all their tricks and all their devices. But you already seen the game 1,000 times, so you can just go through this. Every day that you get up is just a series. It's a repeat series. It's just a sequence repeated over and over. So my point is, if you're saved, you know that these flesh creatures, they need you to survive. They can't live without vampiring. They're going to eat each other. They're going to fight each other. They're going to destroy each other. But the Holy Spirit will tell you when to move away, when to step back, and when to zip your lip. And so you have to rub shoulders down here to make a living, unless you're independently wealthy or something. You have to rub shoulders so you can play the game to you is, you know, it's a game of the devil and God trying to win a soul. But you don't yoke up with them, and you don't get into conversations that are deep, because they're going to throw you under the bus. What you need to do is just be righteous and holy, take up your cross, and just live it out every day, because they're trying to get you in trouble because they're jealous, and a lot of times they're trying to make you lose everything so they can steal everything. It's all mind control. The corporations are under mind control. Governments are under mind control. The people that are unsaved are under mind control. Some saved people are under mind control. They don't even know it. And so they're going to these legalistic churches, which is Jezebel spirit, and they're being put back under guilt, shame. They're not happy. They walk out of that church with a sour face, and you say, I thought you were saved. Can't you be happy? Why ain't you happy? Well, look at everything going on in the world. It's already happened a million times. It's the same repeat. Why? So let me ask you again, why aren't you happy? You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Everything is fine. It's already finished. Why aren't you happy? Because you're under mind control by your legalistic preacher that puts you back under guilt, shame, and condemnation instead of freedom in Christ. You go to this corporation and put you back under law. You didn't meet up to their standard that they can't even keep because you forgot who you are in Christ. The whole system's trying to say you don't match up. The whole system is a legalistic, perfectionist system, and nobody's perfect, and especially not a dead corporation. Only Jesus is perfect, and you rest in that. And so you step out of the game where they try to make you seek perfection, which nobody can seek, unless they seek it through Jesus. In other words, nobody can attain perfection but Jesus. And they try to make you attain perfection so that they can be, say, look at me, look what I've done. Look at my congregation is here every week, my church is growing. And they say, my business is growing, I'm making a profit. They want you to sacrifice to make them look good, whether it's a church, any 501(c). They want you to sacrifice so they can say, look at me, look what I've done. Do you understand what I'm saying? You go into a house that's immaculate. Everything's in place. Now, you know how much energy is involved in that? Why would they do that? It's image. It's outward show. Everything's perfect. Everything's painted. All the baseboards are painted. All the carpet's clean. Everything's perfect. Why? They have no identity in the spirit, so they want to get their identity in something in the natural to make them look like they're something. Because instead of pointing to Jesus, they're wanting you to point to their good deeds and their good works and their ability. It's all insanity. It's a second law of thermodynamics. It's a sinful system. Second law of thermodynamics says everything's going down. That's why there's dirt, and that's why there's dust, and that's why it always has to be renovated or cleaned. If you're spiritually being renovated every day by the object lessons that are hitting you every day, then how can you have a perfect environment? You can't. But you can't do it all. But they want somebody to do it for them and put them under some kind of ridicule or guilt and shame if they don't keep up the standard that they can't even keep. They can't keep the standard, but they want you to keep the standard. This is happening 24/7. It's actually happening in your own mind at times, because you'll sit there and think, well, I should have wash some clothes, but I didn't, or I should have made my bed or something. That's the same thing. Yes, good to do those things, but if you put yourself back under guilt and condemnation, and you're going back under law when you're free. You have to balance it. Everything's balanced in life. And so hopefully, this is going to be really short, but the corporate Congress is nothing but a mirror image of your flesh mind. They're taking a dead 501(c) entity whether it's churches or businesses, whatever, any 501(c)(3), they're trying to protect themselves from any kind of they don't want to be responsible for their choices or their decisions. And so that's all. That's what they're doing. Because they know deep down they can't be perfect and they're going to mess up. And so that's just a legal entity to protect themselves and make themselves look good. That's all it is. It's no different than Jezebel. It's the Jezebel spirit. It's the Jezebel spirit. But Elijah, he survived. The saints of old, they endured it. It's not always been here. It's always been here. And the mark of the beast won't happen until the rapture of the church. But they've always tried to pull you in by your own free will. They can't force you. Because they're taking away your free will. And the devil don't want to force you. Because God won't let him take away your free will. It's your choice. And when the church, see, what resists the devil right now? There's many devils on the scene, but what's resisting one of them from showing up is the Antichrist, the church. Until he who letteth be taken out of the way. The church, the Holy Spirit in the church is resisting the Antichrist. The truth is resisting the Antichrist. Because when the church is taken up, the whole world is going to believe a lie. That's why it's important to speak the truth. Blog it. Keep speaking the truth. Start a new platform. If Facebook shuts you down, YouTube, whatever, start a new platform. They can't shut you down until God takes the church out of here.